Okay. I've been putting this off for a while. But I feel like I have to say something before this whole fundraising initiative gets completely out of hand. You're all very, very kind. Thank you. I'm extremely touched by your thoughtfulness and generosity. I am and was aware that there is a specialized procedure which allows people with superficial lystericoiloptosis, or, if you prefer, superficial sinkage, to become NEV-capable. I, unfortunately, am not eligible. I do not have superficial sinkage. I have deep sink. If you ran a medical probe up my spinal column to get a good look at the inside of my skull, it would find nothing but cold, glittering void. I was in the hole. Normally, I keep that fact pretty close to the chest because it narrows down my possible identity to one of just 112 people, assuming nobody's died. Not exactly ideal for anonymity. I don't think I can really communicate how moved I was, and am, by the kindness I've seen here over the last couple of weeks. It's a testament to how good-hearted the people of this community are that you are all so willing to pitch in what you could to make sure I could be part of something I myself said I wish I could be. You're good eggs. But I can't accept your generosity. I can't benefit from what's being offered here. I am truly and completely and deeply sunk. And unless something truly miraculous happens, the only way anybody's getting at my brain is if I crack open my skull myself. Now, user Never Happy mentioned they do suffer from superficial sinkage, and due to financial hardship and the limited employment opportunities often available to people who suffer from cranial sinkage, they've never been able to afford the sink-adapted surgery. So if you could redirect your efforts their way, that would make me really happy. I'd really like that. You are all... You are also incredibly kind. Sorry, give me a minute. Oh, God. Look, this seems like as good a time as any to post what I pulled from that A10. I've been kind of lazy about it. I got distracted by this whole project with the tapes. There's some good stuff in here. An old pre-fling Nevros ad and a bunch of other stuff about the Nev. Downloaded videos, interviews, memes. Whoever this belonged to, they were super into it, looks like. It's more modern than most of what I'm used to dealing with, but, hey, it'll be a blast from the past for some of you, I guess. A couple of them are pretty funny, or interesting. I'll cut in the audio for two or three of them and attach everything else in the post data.
The future of communication.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Completely unbelievable.
My spouse and I, our relationship, it will never be the same.
Everything is changing for us.
Everything's different. It's all different now.
The future of entertainment.
It was like being there.
I could feel everything she felt.
I could feel how she felt, and it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Amazing. Just amazing.
What could I call it except amazing?
The future of the workplace.
I used to have a 2-hour commute to work.
Driving to the office took so much time out of my day.
I felt like I was always going back and forth and back and forth.
With Nevros, I feel like I'm there.
It's like I'm really there.
It's better than being there. I don't think I could ever go back to commuting.
Nevros Technologies. The future with you in it.
Hey, Babbers. So, I know I've been away for a while, but you won't believe what I've been up to. We've all seen the ads for Nevros Technologies. And I think a lot of us were like, what? Because honestly, been down this road before, okay? We've seen our fair share of shilling and fakes. So when Nevros reached out to me and asked if I'd be interested in being one of their experiential content creators, I was like, oh my God, what does that mean? They're definitely going to like drug me and sell my organs or something. But I mean, before my accident, I was studying medicine and, well, I read the literature and I was wowed. Like, wow, this is real deal stuff. Real deal stuff. So I decided to take the plunge. Anyone who knows me knows that I am such a nerd for neuroprosthetics, and I cannot tell you how cool this stuff is. Like, I literally can't. Legally, I'm not allowed to yet. But next week, I promise. What I can tell you is that the NEV procedure is life-changing. It's completely safe, they take care of everything for you, and it's impossible to even explain to you how life-changing it is. I know I keep using that word, but there isn't another word for it. It's life-changing. You have to try it. I know it's not cheap, and there aren't a lot of places you can get it yet. But the more people who do it, the more places you'll be able to go, and the more affordable it'll get. So if you can get it, absolutely get it. You won't regret it, I promise. And then hopefully our Babbers on a Budget can pull through too. Or maybe they'll make it part of accessibility standards. A girl can dream, right? Stay tuned for next week and get excited. I know I am. Mwah! Bye, Babbers.
Wire up your brain, they said. Join the neighborhood association, they said. Okay, why not? It'll help me make friends, right? I mean, how else am I going to make friends with my next door neighbor? I can't only talk to him about his model train set. He has to have other interests. It can't all be trains. Update. It's all trains. Week 2 in the Neighborhood Association. I don't know what we talked about today because Ellen wouldn't stop thinking about trains. Ellen, how do you feel about... Today I went to the corner store. Ellen was there. I'm like, hello, Ellen. And I'm just thinking about how he's thinking about trains. He looks at me and he's like, hello. And as I'm checking out, I just quietly hear, choo choo. Anyway, I'm looking at moving again.
Yeah, so that's a tasting selection of what was on the A10. I hope you enjoy these. Stay safe and try not to fall into any holes. I don't recommend it.